Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty. Now, of all the nursery rhymes we heard growing up as children, I don't know that any was more popular than Humpty Dumpty. We all can recite it in our sleep. We know that he sat on a wall and had a great fall, and that all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Well, you may be wondering to yourself, what in the world does Humpty Dumpty have to do with this spiritual life? Well, because my friends and neighbors, just like Humpty, we all fall. But unlike Humpty, the saint of God has the ability to bounce back. Yes, my friends and neighbors, no fall can destroy us. It can only equip us for a bigger and better and brighter future. You remember the Bible tells us in Psalms 37 and 24, though we fall, we won't be utterly cast down because the Lord upholds us with his hand. Then we discover in Proverbs 24 and 16 that the just fall 7 times and rise up again. Then we discover in James 1 and 2 that we should even count it all joy when we fall into different types of temptations, knowing that the trying of our faith will work patience. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is a key to resilient living. Resilience is simply the art of bouncing and not breaking. You see, balls bounce and eggs break. We should be more like the ball and less like the egg. So you may be wondering to yourself, in the midst of all that's going on in my life, how can I bounce back? It may seem like there's an obstacle too hard for you to face, but I can tell you, my friends, that God has given us bounce back ability. Let's outline them in our 3 C's today, my friends, or 3 keys from bouncing back every single time. That first one is confidence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all have to have confidence. Now, it's not our position that determines our confidence. Our condition determines our confidence. Remember, my friends, see, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and that position did not determine his condition. That means that he could have fallen, and when he did, that egg splattered, because you see, what was on the inside of him was not strong enough to recover from a fall. But I'm telling you, my friends and neighbors, that what's on the inside of us is strong enough to recover from a fall. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 35 that we should never throw away our confidence because it has a great reward. Then we discover in 2 Timothy 2 and 15 that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God. You see, confidence comes in 3 ways. 1, by information. 2, by implementation. 3, by incrementation. Let me explain those if I can. Information is what goes into our heads. It's the data that we collect. It's the knowledge that we acquire. See, every day we're picking up new data, new information in our minds. And is that information spiritual? Are you picking up scripture? Are you picking up the word of God? Are you picking up the power of prayer? What information we're receiving determines our confidence. Then implementation. Remember, the Bible says in the book of James that we should be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. In other words, we should practice what we learn from the word of God. When was the last time you went over the Sunday sermon from your church and then looked at it and said, I'm going to put these 3 things into practice this week? Then incrementation is just the art of gradual increase. It's getting better over time. It's the way the baby learns to walk. They take 2 steps and fall. They get back up. They take 3 steps and fall and get back up. They take 5 steps and fall and get back up. See, the key, my friends and neighbors, is are we making progress? Confidence builds with incrementation. Every time progress is made, we go grow more and more competent, more and more confident, rather. Remember when Jesus was asked by Peter if he could go walk on the water? Jesus said, come on. And with every step, he gained confidence. What are you doing, my friends and neighbors, to gain confidence? It'll help you when you fall, because a fall sometimes cannot be avoided, but the bounce back is what we're looking for. That next C, my friends, reminds us of the importance of competence. competency. Competency is simply our willingness to master the art of life. Yes, my friends, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 9:25 that every man that strives for mastery is disciplined in all things. Then we see in Proverbs 4:18 that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. And then we discover finally in Psalms 138:8, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Don't you know, my friends and neighbors, that whatever has anything to do with you, the Lord will make that perfect, that the Lord will perfect those things which concern you. You may be going through something, but that's the reason why the Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose in Romans 8:28. What are you working to master, my friends? I remember when I first learned how to ride a bike, there was a lot of wobbling going on when I rode. I swayed from side to side, and oftentimes I fell off the bike. But over time, my friends, I became more and more competent. The ride became smoother, and I was even able to teach somebody else. See, that's the essence of competency, my friends. Just like in karate, when people are taking kung fu classes, they start off with a white belt, then they move to a green belt, then they get a yellow belt, then they get a brown belt. Ultimately, they work their way up to a black belt, which means they have mastered the art of kung fu. Are you mastering everything God placed in front of you? Are you leveraging the gifts God gave you today? My friends, I challenge you to refine that competency. And last but not least, that final C reminds us of the importance of collaboration. Yes, my friends, working with others and learning from others and sharing with others makes us more well-rounded. I asked one time when I was looking at that nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, I said, it's amazing how nobody really came to help him until after he failed. It'd be great if he would have had some friends that put something down on the ground so that if he failed, he'd be okay. You see, we shouldn't wait till after we fall to start collaborating with others. That should be a lifestyle for us. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:10 that we should be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Then in Ephesians 4:32 that we should be kind to one another and tenderhearted and forgiving of each other. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to begin to collaborate. When was the last time you reached out to friends and family members, those on your ministry team? Or is it your way or the highway? Or are you willing to collaborate, to work with others, to learn from others, to share with others, to grow with others? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all bounce back if we remember those three C's. Listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.